With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. What is among the latest news regarding efforts to clean up debris from a March bridge collapse and resume shipments in and out of the Port of Baltimore? U.S. Trade Representative's Office Chief Agricultural Negotiator Doug McCallop talks about the efforts to open up the Port of Baltimore.
Ever since the morning of the accident, every hand on deck at the White House, Army Corps of Engineers, Coast Guard being the unified command, but our national security team, National Economic Council, everybody has been involved in making sure that we've mitigated the effects of that port disruption and that we can get the port back online as fast as possible. So we had an 11-foot channel come online about 2 weeks after the accident, a 14-foot channel just south of the wreckage come online, which I think is really unbelievable considering the tonnage of steel and concrete now asphalt that had to be taken out of that channel. So the goal is by the end of May to have two-way traffic 50 foot deep able to accommodate two-way vessel traffic.
And we'll be back with more Ag News right after this.
In a world hungry for growth and possibilities,
there is a name that stands above the rest.
Proceed, a trusted name in agricultural excellence.
For generations, we've been providing farmers with the seeds that ignite their success. From seeds to success stories, Proceed is there every step of the way. Contact your local Proceed rep today.
Need seed? Think Proceed. Proceed.net.
In 2023, the U.S. became a net food importer for the first time, which the Midwest Food Products Association says isn't a good thing. The MFPA is a trade association that advocates for food processing companies and affiliated industries in Illinois, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. Jason Collada, president of the Midwest Food Products Association, says imbalance began due in part to a growing emphasis placed on fresh fruits and vegetables.
Fresh fruits and vegetables, especially, have been imported a lot more as fresh has been promoted and seen as a healthier option, even though nutritionally it's equivalent, whether fresh, frozen, or canned. We've seen that track continue into frozen, and now we're seeing it in canned as well, where there's more imports coming into the country really since the pandemic.
He talks about why the U.S. has become a net food importer.
So if you recall, President Trump had imposed tariffs on steel in 2018, and President Biden has essentially maintained the same policy as his predecessor. What that's meant for canned food, we use tin plate steel to produce the food cans. It's actually most of the tin plate in the nation goes into food cans. We have really struggled with the price of our product because we had to import tin plate steel previously. The domestic industry does not produce enough to meet our national demand for this for food packaging.
With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.